In this bulletin, residents in parts of New South Wales evacuate ahead of potentially life-threatening flash flooding. More than 100 federally funded health clinics take bookings for COVID-19 vaccines as part of the next phase of Australia's vaccine rollout, and calls for more cultural diversity in Australian basketball. For the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Residents along the New South Wales coast have been evacuated as warnings are issued of heavy rainfall potentially leading to life-threatening flash flooding and damaging wind gusts exceeding 90 kilometres per hour. The Bureau of Meteorology has issued a severe weather warning covering an area from the mid-north coast to the far south coast of New South Wales, as well as Canberra. Justin Robertson, Floods Operation Manager with the Bureau of Meteorology, says residents in metropolitan Sydney are also likely to be affected by flash flooding.
So in coming days, as that rainfall moves south, we're particularly concerned about those catchments in the broader Sydney area and also the local Sydney metropolitan area where we might see quite significant flash flooding.
The heavy rain is set to continue well into next week, and Premier Gladys Berejiklian has urged residents to avoid travel and stay at home this weekend. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has met healthcare representatives in Melbourne and assured them Australia will meet its target of vaccinating people against COVID-19 by the end of October. The progress so far has been slow, with the number of doses administered far below the initial projections. Doctors say the federal government should have talked down expectations of a fast COVID-19 vaccine rollout as they reassure patients they will get their jabs. But Mr. Morrison remains confident all Australians will receive at least one dose by October.
So together we'll get this done. I have no doubt we'll get this done. And plans there, the vaccines are there, you're there, and that means that we can be, I think, very confident that in the many months as we get to the end of October, that first dose will be administered.
Mr. Morrison initially said there would be 4 million vaccinations delivered by March, but to date just over 250,000 have been given. More than 1,000 GP practices and 100 Commonwealth clinics are due to start delivering the next phase of vaccinations from Monday. Papua New Guinea will tighten internal border controls, restrict personal movement and enforce mask wearing in public from next week as it confronts a steep rise in COVID-19 infections. The authorities in the Pacific Island nation of 9 million people also say they will ban mass gatherings, close schools and may order burials in a designated mass grave as part of sweeping measures to slow the spread of the coronavirus. PNG has recorded a spike in COVID-19 cases in recent weeks, with hundreds of new daily cases prompting Australia to pledge 8,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine for PNG health workers. Australia has also requested the European Union to release 1 million doses of its supply. Finland has ranked first on a global happiness index for the fourth time in a row. The annual World Happiness Report, produced by the United Nations, ranks 149 countries based on gross domestic product per person, healthy life expectancy, and a survey asking people to rate their own happiness. New Zealand, falling one place to ninth, was again the only non-European nation in the top 10 countries. Australia ranked 12th. Finnish photographer Sanna Sastamoinen says it's been a tough year, but there are blessings.
It just means that we can live safely. We have food, we have clean air to breathe. Our kids have access to school. Anybody can get to the highest position in a society. I think those are pretty good ingredients.
And to sport, Basketball Australia has pledged to act on claims of a white boys' club mentality, limiting on and off-court opportunities for black players in a review into the racial equality of the organisation. The Australian Human Rights Commission was engaged by Basketball Australia to conduct the investigation after the Opals threatened to stop training last year until more was done to support the sport's black and Indigenous players. The Commission received 21 confidential submissions before conducting a review and delivered 12 recommendations to provide a blueprint for inclusion. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, very hot and sunny, 38. Adelaide, sunny, 31. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 26. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, showers, 19. Wollongong, heavy rain 20. Sydney, heavy rain becoming windy 22. Newcastle, similar conditions, also 22. Brisbane, showers 28. Cairns, possible morning shower 31. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm 32. This is SBS News.